heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
What's going on, funny talkers? It's me, it's Mike. It's another episode of Mike Talks Funny. Welcome back, everybody. It's good to have you here. As I'm sure you guys have noticed now, within the last week, some announcements have been made. Unfortunately, Eventide Entertainment is shutting down. That is coming to an end. It has been a crazy long journey running this thing. We'll get more into it when we get to the season finale. We got some announcements on the season finale. But it's been a crazy 7 years running Eventide Entertainment and seeing it evolve into everything that it has become in the last couple of years with a podcast network and everything. But we have hit that point where Robert and I just decided it was time to move on to bigger and better things. As far as what's going on right now with the other shows, so as you may or may not have noticed, The Drive-In with Aaron Lopez is now off the network. It's now independently over at Anchor and is slowly getting added back to, if you were already subscribed, you probably didn't notice. And Aaron hasn't had a chance to talk about it yet, but yeah, so we've gotten the Drive-In set up independently. So it's still going on its own, no longer part of the network. Offensive Foul will be doing the same thing. It's taking a hiatus until football season starts anyway. As for the other shows, there are other plans in mind. I'm sure you'll hear about it from Dan Diesel on Ohio is on Fire, as well as the Breakfast Lads here soon. Same with The Life with Don Smith. So we'll make announcements as things do become knowledge, as soon as we know what's going on. But as of right now, we're going to continue to operate at least through the end of July. With the podcast network, and then the shows will go where they go. But we'll have announcements about the future of this show as far as what's going to go on next season when we get to the season finale. I have some stuff I want to announce and let you guys know about. We're not ready yet, and I want to wait until we have everything set up and lined up to let you know, and we'll know within the next 2 weeks here. So that's what's going on with that. Hey, if you guys are listening to this, like right when it drops at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, there is still time to get tickets to the Dog and Funny show going on tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Dayton Funny Bone. Myself, Doug Bass, Michelle Traina, and Mike Wells are going to be doing this show. Proceeds go to benefit the Greater Dayton Humane Society. Again, that's going on tonight at the Dayton Funny Bone at 7:30 p.m. You can go to dayton.funnybone.com or go to my website, mikeshaycomedy.com, and go to the gigs page, and you'll be able to buy your tickets there. Again, that's going on tonight with the proceeds going to help the Greater Dayton Humane Society, and it is an awesome, awesome charity. I'm so happy to be a part of this. I can't thank Doug and Michelle enough for reaching out to me and Mike and putting us on this show, so we can't wait. We only got 2 episodes left after today, guys. This is episode 48. We got 49 and 50 coming up for you in the next 2 weeks. Episode 50, our season 3 finale, is going to be live, and it's going to be a little bit later in the evening. We are going to have a very special guest on the show for the season finale, and yeah, we're going to be doing that live. So make sure you guys mark your calendars, as I scramble to remember the date, for 8 p.m. on July 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, July 9th, for the Mike Talks Funny Season 3 finale. It will be live streamed across Spreaker and maybe on YouTube. We might do a video live stream as well. I got to see what we have going on with that. But we will do it live for sure on Spreaker. And so make sure you guys tune into that episode. A lot of big announcements going on about the future of the show and what we're going to be doing for the next season and all that. So make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of cool stuff coming up here as well. I had added some dates for the world for the Wiley's fireworks competition to my website. I had to take them off because unfortunately I can't do the festival this year. I will try again for next year. I did add two dates. I'll be at Wiley's in July and in August for the Wiley's Sunday Comics. So you can get tickets to those shows on my website as well. And, 4th of July weekend, I will be appearing on Gem City Tonight. So make sure you guys check that out. We'll have links to that when it becomes available. But thank you to Andrew Medikaitis and all the crew over at Dayton Access Television for letting me come on. Anyway, I've rambled like an idiot enough. So let's go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and get the music going right now. This was, so if you guys pay attention to social media, we were supposed to have Robert, AKA Citizen 7, on the show for today's episode. Unfortunately, scheduling and all that just didn't work out. But we have another great guest for you today. This is somebody that I've known for about a year now. Somebody that, I've slowly gotten to know closer, as the year has gone by. And we really get to know her a good bit on this show. You guys are going to enjoy this. This is a local photographer and vlogger and also news producer at a certain news station here in town. This is Claudia Gomez coming on the show. So let's go ahead and cue the music, and we're going to talk with Claudia Gomez here in my mom's basement studio on Mike Talks Funny. Stick around, guys. This is going to be a real fun one. Hey guys, welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We're hanging out in the studio today with the lovely Miss Claudia Gomez.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, Claudia.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Claudia and I work together at a TV station. Do you care if we say where it is?
I don't mind. That's
We work at Fox 45, y'all.
Yeah, we work there.
We work with Jamie Simpson, y'all.
Oh, so technically, by association, we're celebrities.
We are. It's true.
Yeah.
We are just as memeable.
Yes.
I was the guy on the board when that happened, so you're welcome, America.
I was the girl behind the producing stuff when all of that was going on. So technically...
It's all thanks to us.
Yeah, it's all
thanks. We made that happen.
So his fame is just us.
You're welcome, Jamie. I post like one Instagram thing every 6 months. It's it's good to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a busy year.
The busiest.
You've had the busiest ever. The year of Claudia.
Yeah.
So let's talk about real quick. You are originally from, your family's originally from
Mexico. Yes.
And this year you became, just a few months ago, you became an American citizen fully.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like?
An experience in itself. You know, when you first come here, you never think like, oh, I'm coming here. You come for like work reasons and, mm-hmm. you know, for a better life, because Mexico is not a secret. Most of us are living in poverty or close to poverty. I was one of the fortunate ones that was close to poverty, but not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. So we were able to afford to come here legally. I know a lot of people can't do that. But I was one of the lucky ones that was able to. And, you know, my family and I never pictured living here for this long.
How long has it been?
We came here in 2005.
Oh, wow.
So we thought this was just going to be like a couple years and then we'd go back, you know, but we are still living here. And with this new administration, not to get political or anything.
Oh, you can get as political as you want. If anyone follows me on Twitter, you know how I feel.
With this administration, you're not really safe as a resident.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents, like, we all sat down and it's like, okay, we have to do this for our safety. So, mm-hmm. So we have rights, because as a resident, you don't really have a lot of rights.
Right.
So we finally did it. My mom did it first, and then with my mom, my sister went because she was a minor, and then my dad did it, and then I did it, and now we're all Americans.
All the whole family.
Yeah, we're
that's so great though. Yeah, that you guys were able to, because it's a tough process.
It's such a long process.
I've seen the test.
Yeah.
Would not pass.
Yeah, it's a lot of studying, and we did go to class like on weekends, and you know, you got to do all that. And then it's also very expensive. So.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But in the time you've been here now, you've been here for 14 years.
Yes.
Doing the math on that. Yes, 14. Okay.
I think. Cool. I don't know. I'm not good at math.
I got it. Math was the reason I almost didn't finish college. But in the time, so you did college here?
Yes, still in college.
Still in college.
Yes.
Where are you at right now?
I am at St. Clair Community College.
Go you.
Yeah. All right. Taking me longer than I wanted to, but.
You're talking to a guy who took 6 years to do a 4-year degree. So.
Yeah. So it was taking me way longer than I wanted to or originally planned, but you know, that's life.
And what are you going for?
Multimedia journalism.
So you're like me. This is the industry you want to work in.
Yes. This is it. I mean, I don't know how long I'll be on, like, TV-wise. Maybe I'll do media eventually, mm-hmm. like, social media eventually. But, this is it.
So, is this your first TV job?
Yes.
How's that experience been?
It's been crazy because
Nobody listens to this show, so you can talk all the shit you want. So.
It's been insane because when I first started, I started as an associate producer. So, I didn't have my own show or anything. Mm-hmm. I would just help. And since I was still in college, I'm like, there's no way they're ever going to ask me to go full time because this was also a part time position. And I was like, I'm fine. Like, I can do this while I get my degree done. And then I got offered a full time position. I signed a contract and I didn't expect to be where I am today. But yet here I am. It's interesting having to do full time and then also trying to finish school and just being so young. I'm the youngest person in the newsroom, so
that's crazy.
That's, you know, not really all that fun.
But to say that you're in college at the same time, have your own show at a local major network or mm-hmm. major market mm-hmm. news station that's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
So on the side of outside of doing TV, you are really pushing the media thing. You do photography.
Yes.
And you are vlogging like a champ.
Yeah. Well, trying to. Don't say that. Don't give me that much credit because if any of my YouTube subscribers listen to this, they're going to come for me. So no, don't.
Let's talk about the vlog then. We'll talk about that first. So how did that get started? Because I did it for vanity. So
well, isn't that why we all do it?
Right? yeah. I mean, it's not like this show is named after me or anything. So, but yeah, how did you get into the vlogging thing?
I've always wanted to do YouTube since I was little because I'm young enough that I grew up with YouTube.
Good for you.
That's just what I've known always.
I remember when there was 10 videos on YouTube.
So I've always wanted to do it. I just always thought it was cool and fun. And you know, getting to make videos, getting to create something, period, mm-hmm. just brings me a lot of joy, whatever it is. So YouTube is like a good way to express yourself, unless you sell out, then I'm just kidding, no shade.
Look at you, PewDiePie.
But yeah, it's just a way to express yourself and, you know, get your creative juices flowing and out there. And people really like the behind the scenes stuff of TV just because there's not really a lot for it. Like, there's not something on TV that shows you the behind the scenes of TV. And there's not really a lot of YouTube channels with producers that, like, they show like their job and their work, and I just thought it was the right time and it was a good opportunity. But I've always wanted to do it.
That's really cool though, because you're right. There, like, and I've talked about this with other people as well. You and I both work in news in a part of it that not a lot of people think about. We think about the on-air talent.
Yep.
And maybe the camera guy, mm-hmm. and that's it. Nobody ever thinks about all the other work that goes into getting a new show on the air. And so I think it's great when you have the opportunity to show people, hey, here's what other parts of putting a newscast together looks like. Because when I came in, there could be a master control operator. I had no flipping idea what that was. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. And when I sat down and watched it, and they were like, "Oh, this is the guy. These are the guys who get literally put everything on mm-hmm. the air. And I was like, that's how that works.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about it, but that is kind of, so to be the person who's in charge of producing the actual news show and showing everyone
mm-hmm.
what that process is like, it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, people love it for some reason. I mean, now that I do it all the time and every day, I think it's boring, obviously, because it's my life, but people love it. And, you know, as someone who just started out doing this like a year ago, I looked for videos of people like working behind the scenes, and like there weren't really any. There's like reporters, obviously, but I wasn't going to be a reporter. So I was like, there's no producers that are sharing their lives, sharing what it's like. And so that's also what got me to start it. And, you know, we worked with Clancy Burke, and she's like a big YouTube sensation.
That's where she came from.
Yeah. So, that's another reason why I really just went for it, because she was like, yeah, do it, like it's so much fun. And then I did it, and then here we are.
Because I remember being in college, and they would always show those videos in all the journalism classes of, you know, day in the life of a news reporter, but it was it was outdated stuff from the 80s.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, cool. So
they're all wearing like blazers and have perms.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah, exactly.
And talking into a microphone that looks like a stick, and
it's not even what it looks like now.
The double tape reel, and it's awful.
The giant camera.
Oh man. So I've always wanted to do like an updated like school video, like just like shoot a video of like mm-hmm. here's how it works nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Like they just show us like a bunch of old stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just now Sinclair started getting classes for like social media and marketing mm-hmm. and, you know, the new wave.
Where was that crap when I was in college?
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to take those classes. So I do know a lot of that.
My alma mater is offering a class just about Lady Gaga. And I'm like, man,
you should have took that. Imagine putting that on your resume.
That's a Lady Gaga class.
Got 100%.
Oh, so you're a fan? I didn't say I was a fan. I said I took a class. That Lady Gaga's great. So you also do photography.
Yes, I also do photography.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for, I think, 2 years now. I started in summer of 2017. Mm-hmm. So 2 years.
How much fun is that?
It is so, so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm mostly self-taught. So I started off with a very basic camera and a very basic lens, and I would just go and take pictures of my friends and whatever I could get my hands on. And then I learned how to edit through YouTube mm-hmm. and just a couple of my friends that were already in photography. They taught me like a few tricks and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I did shoot a wedding one time, and that was the only time. I'm never doing that again. That was literally the worst day of my life. I never want. It's just so much pressure. So shout out to wedding photographers, because I don't know how you do that. I could never do that.
We've got two at the office, Matt in creative services
uh-huh.
and Travis in engineering. They both work together and do a lot of weddings and stuff.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Hats off to them, because I did it one time and I was like, never again. I mean, it does pay really, really well.
Sure.
But I was like, is the money worth like the stress? No. Not right. at all. Not for me, at least.
When you're Matt and you have 50 kids at home, you kind of...
You kind of have to, yeah.
You kind of have to hedge your bets.
When you have, like, a whole school living at your house, then, yeah, you're kind of... But since, you know, I don't have kids or anything,
right.
I was like, yeah, I mean, the money was nice, but it was just not worth it.
What kind of photography do you like to do?
I like portrait photography. Mm-hmm. I like to do, like, you know, take pictures of seniors and engagement and, like, you know, people in love and just cry while I edit. yeah, I love that. I love photography so much. So
you should start, especially, you know, so did you do a lot of like, because we just had graduations all over the place. Did you do a bunch of graduation photos or?
Not as much as I thought I was going to do, but yeah, I did do a couple. My sister graduated this year, so I kind of put a lot of stuff on hold for her, because a lot of like, other stuff conflicted with her schedule, and obviously I have to support my sister. So,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
how's the family sitting with everything you're doing, working in media and the photography and all that stuff?
Okay. Well. I grew up wanting to be a doctor, and for a while they thought I was going to do that, mm-hmm. and then I didn't. So I'm a bit of a disappointment in my family, but not, no, my parents are really proud of me. They're really supportive, and my sister and everyone else, they're very, very supportive, and they really want me to go big time, you know, in the big networks, the big mm-hmm. leagues, maybe one day. But yeah, they're super supportive. They love it.
Get you producing for world news.
Well, I eventually want to be in front of the camera, Mike.
Oh, so you want to do, you want to do what I do. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Thanks for coming on the show. No, okay. So you started working on a reel or anything like that?
Yes, I do have like a little bit of a reel put together. I mean, nothing that I will send out to jobs, but it's just, you know, to get practice and mm-hmm. reps in and all of that. So, you know, hopefully you guys will see me on TV one day.
Is there a specific facet you want to go into, like sports reporting or weather and traffic? Or
So for a long time I wanted to do sports, mm-hmm. but due to certain circumstances that I don't want to talk about that happened not too long ago, kind of got a reality check and was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do sports.
Right.
And so now I want to be a morning reporter. I don't mind these hours, as crazy as that sounds. So I won't. And it's not hard news always. I can't deal with hard news. I don't know how.
Us evening folks.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. I can't. I like to tune out
half the time.
Yeah.
I tune out and wait for one of you producers to say, all right, master, we're going to break. Then I start paying attention. But.
Yeah, I can't. So I'd rather do something that involves a little bit of fun, and that's morning news. So hopefully I'll be a morning reporter one day.
Yeah, we were just at the morning show today, and it was like, it was me talking about a comedy show. We had Shrek and Donkey from the musical there.
Yes.
We had guys cooking burgers.
And the peach truck.
I missed the peach truck. And I'm just like, man, like, guys, our evening show is so depressing.
right?
Four stories in a row about shootings and fires. And
yeah.
You guys are like, yeah, so we got a guy dressed like Shrek in the studio. And that guy's cooking a burger.
Yep.
And
yep. Yeah, it's just fun times. Aren't you coming to mornings, though?
Soon. Yeah.
Maybe, potentially.
Can you
talk about it, or is that confidential?
It's not that I can't talk about it. Nothing's set in stone yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's official, but we're shorthanded right now because we had two people leave. And so I've been splitting my time between both shifts anyway.
Mm,
like I'm only working one actual evening shift during the week right now. The rest are it's Monday nights. That's when I'm there. The rest of the week I'm there in the morning. So, but I also have weird days off. I'm off Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, I was like, wait, but you didn't work today, did you?
I'm on the clock right now. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the days of the week where there is nothing going on in town.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
But it's the
wait, you work weekends, right?
Yeah. That's not great.
Yeah. I worked one weekend. I thought it was fun. It was a little stressful, but
it's fun and it's not. It's fun. It's fun and not for the same reason, because there's not a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, I'm like, I'm getting to go to work and not have to do a whole lot. But those 8 hours drag.
Yeah. That's how it felt for me that day, too, because we had, like, nothing. There was, like, no news, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I don't know what show I'm going to put together.
Right.
It'll be something.
What ends up happening is I get so complacent in how little there is to do, I forget to do the two things I have to do.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's great. So you're what's great about this is you're really getting your experience and your hands on both in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Yes.
So many people focus on one.
Just one.
And
yeah.
They have no, I hate to say the word appreciation, but they don't really have mm-hmm. a clue the other side works.
100%. This is going to sound so shady, but I mean, you got people who only want to be in front of the camera. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to learn, you know, the real magic behind it. And I'm insane and I want to know everything. So I want to know how to do everything. Like, I want to shoot my own stuff. I want to edit. I want to produce. I want to do this. I want to do that. If I could do all the jobs, I would. Trust me. It's just, I just have such an appreciation for television and movies and all of that. So
I would really love it if we could do a thing where, and this, I think this should apply to just about any career, but where everyone has to spend like a week working in another department. Like, I'd love to go, I'd love to go spend a week working in sales and seeing how that works.
Get a reality check out. I'm sure it's rough there.
Well, we just got a new supervisor. He just came to us over from working in sales, and he used to be in my department. Then he went to sales.
Yes, I remember. He's so nice.
He's wonderful, and we love having him there, having him back, really. And he's kind of like, it works for us because now he's able to better handle situations that might involve dollar signs.
Yeah.
Because he knows how that system
instead
works.
Of like us, who we don't really like news wise, we don't really think about stuff like remember the tornadoes when we were on air for 17 hours straight.
Yeah,
no commercial breaks, nothing.
That cut-in started at 9 p.m. I woke up at 11:30 the next morning and it was still going.
And again,
like realistically, shout out to Jamie Simpson, who just didn't go to bed that night.
No, he didn't, because he went home for a couple hours and literally came back like not even 2 hours later and was on the air again. Because we were all like, why are you here? And he's like, I couldn't sleep.
No, I
was like,
that was a crazy night. And then the weather hasn't been right ever since.
No. Ugh. Like every week there's a like a warning or a chance for severe weather, and everyone like, ugh.
I just want enough sunshine that I can cut my grass.
That's
just all I want.
I just want sun, period.
Right?
Just some vitamin.
Like I'm a big dude. I'm not the biggest fan of warm weather. I think it should be 70 degrees at all times.
Year-round.
I sweat the least in 70 degrees. But it's been ridiculous. Like, I had to wear a hoodie to work the other day.
Yeah. Well, I always wear, like, a jacket because our station is so cold.
Oh, I know.
It is terrible in there.
The master control thermostat is control. We share the same system as the tech core,
mm-hmm.
where all the server stuff is housed, which has to be kept cold.
Mm-hmm.
So the AC is always cranked up in master.
Yeah.
So we're always just... And, like, my shift leader, Karina, she's about the size of this Sharpie marker. And so she walks in and she's like a dog shivering in the snow. She's just shaking the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah. No, that's how it is in the control room as well. Mm-hmm. It's so cold in there. And the AC is just, like, blasting right on top of mm-hmm. us. And we are freezing.
Yeah, this is the life of working
this
in TV.
This is the glamorous
folks.
Life of yeah. TV. I know we don't get to show that, but really it's just glamorous.
Yeah, I mean it's just, you know, that's the reason we get paid the big bucks. That's funny. I live with my mother.
I live with my parents too. So.
I'm 30. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pause for a quick break.
Woo.
When we come back, 3 minutes of rapid fire questions.
Okay, I'm nervous. No, I'm ready. I'm ready. I was born to shine.
You were born to shine. All right, guys, stick around. We'll be right back in just a minute.
And now it's time for the roast of Mike Shea. This has been the Roast of Mike Shea.
It's the coolest tournament in music. Ohio is on Fire presents Dayton's Indie Music Madness 2019. 32 artists with 32 original tracks compete for fan votes to decide the best in the world. Past winners include Melvin Robertson Jr., aka Faith Baby, Ready Go Down. Elementary Liberty Project, You're Not Ready. Typical Johnson's Sleepwalker. Vote for free at facebook.com/groups/Dayton's Indie Music Madness and vote extra at patreon.com/Ohio is on fire.
Closed captioning of this program was brought to you by Nobody. It's a podcast. Seriously, if you're deaf, why are you here? Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're still hanging out here with Claudia Gomez.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit more with her, but first,
yes,
3 minutes of rapid fire questions.
God. Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready.
I was born for this.
You were born for this.
I was not.
You are
I'm
a star.
Do so bad.
You are a star, damn it. All right,
all
here
right,
we go.
Let's do this.
In 3, 2, 1. Who do you admire the most?
My mom.
Morning or night person?
Night.
What is one thing you own you wish you didn't?
A onesie.
What is your biggest addiction?
Trash reality TV.
What is the thing you're most afraid of?
The dark.
What celebrity annoys you the most?
Kanye West.
Yes. Nickname your parents used to call you.
I never had a nickname.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
3 hours.
Wow. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is?
Stupid.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No. I eat them all the time and I'm vegetarian.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
2.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Do you ever post inspirational quotes on social media?
No, that's dumb.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Definitely men.
Yeah. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you heathen. Is there is there such a thing as objective beauty?
No.
If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you accept it?
Why not?
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Yes.
What's cuter, a baby panda or a baby penguin?
Baby panda.
Are lifeguards attractive?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
I've never seen either. I'm going to go with Star Wars.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Big.
Are women complicated?
Very.
Yeah. How often is it healthy to cry?
All the time, because I do it.
Stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Stale Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, good answer. Are rats cute?
Yes.
Do you know how to salsa dance?
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wiffle ball?
0.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Favorite type of muffin?
Blueberry.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
A little, yeah.
If you were given an all-expense-paid trip to Cleveland, would you take it?
Sure.
Would you rather ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Beg forgiveness.
Who would be the better bestie, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce, 100%.
Are dogs people?
Yes.
Would you eat a day-old taquito from Speedway?
Yes.
Do you Instagram your food?
No, that's dumb.
Don't
do that.
Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
A little bit.
Would you ever go to a movie alone?
I do all the time.
Are your grandparents mildly rude?
No.
What is the most boring thing ever?
School.
If you were to get rid of one state, which would it be?
Idaho.
Okay. last question. What was the last gift you gave someone?
Dang it, I couldn't remember.
Well, just give me something.
I gave my sister a bracelet for her graduation.
Aww. You guys super close?
Yes, we are besties.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Paul.
Aww. And was she now? Because you said she graduated this year.
She did. She graduated from CTC and Wayne High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's getting ready to go to college.
She's not doing college for now.
Okay.
She got her cosmetology license.
Oh,
and
cool.
She's already working at a salon, so go her.
Is she the one who did your hair?
Yes.
Aw, it looks nice.
Thanks. Yeah.
So she's doing good.
Yeah, she's getting there.
I've always thought it would be great if regular universities would have cosmetology / barber schools on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember going to college, it was always like I needed finding a place to go get a haircut, finding a way to get there, finding the money to get the haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if they just had people on campus learning how to do this and I could go to get like a free haircut on Thursdays or
right.
something.
Like sign me up.
And then
yeah.
they get to practice. And you
My
know.
Sister did a bunch of stuff to me like throughout the 2 years she was there for free because she was practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So. sign me up. I don't care. Like, hair, it grows back, and, you know, you can dye it a different color anytime, so.
So are you a traveler? Do you like to travel a lot?
I love to travel. If I could get paid to travel, I would.
If you work at the Travel Channel, you could.
I mean, I guess. I don't know how interesting I am. But, yeah, I would travel all the time if I had the money. But.
Where are some places you've been other than Mexico and the U.S.?
Well, that's it.
Oh. Well, where are some places in the U.S. you've been to other than Ohio?
Las Vegas, okay. New York City, Miami, Florida, Myrtle Beach. You know, I mean, that's not really all that expensive.
See, I'm from South Carolina, so you say Myrtle Beach, and I'm just like, meh.
I know, that's why I was like, that's not really all that. Texas, parts of Texas. I've been to, like, the border. Like, we've actually driven to Mexico, so I've gotten to see, like, the actual border. I've been to Canada. I forgot.
Woo!
Yeah.
It counts as not being in the U.S., no matter what Canada might think.
Yeah. So I have been to Canada a bunch of times, actually.
Niagara Falls?
No.
Really?
Windsor, baby.
I have no idea where that is.
It's right across from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm one of those crappy Americans who's only ever been to Niagara Falls, but I'm like, yeah, I've been to Canada.
I've been to Niagara Falls, but I've also been to, like, Windsor and stuff. And there's some cool places in Canada that I want to go, so.
Canada's awesome.
Yeah. Everyone's so nice there.
Right?
It's actually, like, the myth. It's not a myth. I don't know what it is, but it's actually true. Everyone's really nice.
Everyone's the stereotypes. They just apologize and are friendly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stereotypes exist.
They're decent human beings.
Right? What a strange concept.
We don't have that here.
No, we don't. We really don't.
No.
So what's one, like, dream destination you have, place you really want to get to?
Gosh, I mean, anywhere in Europe, like Greece, Italy, France, Paris, just really always calls my name. I know I really want to go there. And Hawaii. Hawaii looks so cool. I know it's still the U.S., but it looks so cool.
Is it, though?
Though.
I know it's technically a state.
I think they're their own little world. I also want to go to a safari in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm one of the, I don't go to zoos, so I didn't mention this, but I'm vegetarian and I'm very, like, animal rights and all of that, not anti-cruelty and all that. So I would like to go on a safari, you know.
That'd be fun.
Live in their world instead of, you know, paying to go see them here where they don't.
So both of our dogs are rescue dogs, and Jade, the mini Aussie, the super neurotic one, was a Amish puppy mill rescue, and I love the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Not great to their dogs.
Oh,
yeah, she's neurotic. Aww. I went to that place in the mall once called Fetch.
Oh, no.
That place made me so depressed.
Depressed, yeah.
I couldn't stay.
Yeah, their dogs are, like, sick, and they're kept in, like, little cages.
Those cages make me so unhappy.
Don't get me started. It's like, dude, dogs don't belong in, like, a little space.
No.
Like, they need to roam around and go outside.
That's why I love I love Six. I love the Humane Society.
Yeah, yeah.
Six is...
Yeah, go to Mike's show tonight. Like,
please,
You get to laugh. And you get to support a good cause. Like, what's better than that?
There's not going
to
be dogs there, but you're helping dogs.
Yeah, you're helping dogs.
You're helping. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But they're going to laugh. Like, your stuff is good, right? What is your stuff about? Let me take over the interview.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, no, this is great. This is you practicing for your career.
So I'm practicing. Oh, so what is your setup like? Or what? I don't know.
I mean,
I
open the I open just about every show with the same joke. My material is very... what's the word I'm looking for? Self derogatory. Yeah,
We love that type of
rip
comedy.
I talked about it on the morning show today. Like, if I ever actually start dating again, my career is over.
is that what you talk about? Your love life?
Oh man, I mean, the joke I always open with. I actually have a T-shirt made of it because it's my favorite. Is sorry, ladies, I'm already like a brother to someone else.
love that.
Which is usually within the first 5 minutes of being on stage, I have told so many bits about myself having a terrible dating life that usually at some point they just stop laughing and somebody in the back goes, aw.
Someone yells out, are you okay?
The answer is no. If I was okay, I wouldn't do stand-up. There's a lot of stuff like that, you know. your typical stuff. You know, I'm fat, and because I am lazy and love food, I don't date. A couple date horrible dating experiences, but you know, I don't get too blue. I don't get too risque, and I don't tell a bunch of, like, you know, this is my show. I'm gonna curse on. I don't tell a bunch of dick and shit jokes. It's just I have one. I have one of each. I get them out of the way early on. I make a point of saying,
yeah, you always got to have a dick joke,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Like, I tell one dick joke, I tell one shit joke, and I'm like, there's your one of each. Let's get on with the show.
I did my part.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. I've been trying to do, because I used to have a real bad habit of everything I would do would be topical, in the sense that, like, after a week, it wouldn't be relevant anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
Which made it really hard to
come up with stuff.
Yeah, because then it was like I had to come up with a new 5 minutes every couple of weeks. So, but it's mostly stuff like that. We're going to tell some pet jokes tonight too.
Ooh, pet jokes.
Cause I've got, you know, thing one and thing two upstairs who just are the best. Cause Lola is 4 pounds of just
sass
and you know, having a size complex. And then Jade is this little neurotic, nervous diva who, like, aww, when she sits, she has her legs crossed, like she's
yeah,
a lady,
like she owns the
yeah
house.
They run this place, like,
they run.
And there's the cat is of Satan. That cat is like, with the little vampire fangs and everything, she's a demon. Yeah, I love her, but she is from hell.
Yeah, so, well, that's, I mean, good yeah luck to you tonight.
Thank you.
We love, you know, exposing our love life, our shitty love lives out,
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
I live for that.
I got 20 minutes just about that. It's great. It's me, and then we got Doug and Michelle, and who were on the show this morning, and Mike Wells, who is probably the funniest guy in Dayton, is on the show as well.
Yeah.
I don't go raunchy. That guy, holy crap.
I love the raunchy stuff.
He's told a couple jokes that have made me blush, and that's hard. I went to 3 liberal arts colleges. That's hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, good. Best of luck. I'm sorry I can't be there because I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, you got to get up at the crack of dawn.
I got to get up at midnight.
Yeah.
So, be in bed at, like, by 5 the latest if I want, like, decent sleep. So.
That's not okay.
Yeah, it's not.
At least when I go to day shift, I can get up at like 7.
Yeah.
Because I live 10 minutes from the office.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't live 10 minutes from the office. I live like 30.
Oh, no.
So.
Where are you at, Hamilton?
I actually live in Cleveland.
Oh, man. Wow, you make Cleveland in 30 minutes. That's impressive. That's impressive. For those who don't live in Ohio, Cleveland's about 4 or 5 hours away. So.
Dayton, yeah.
These are jokes, people.
Yeah.
So where can people find your stuff online, Claudia?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Claudia Gomez TV. And then I'm also on YouTube at Claudia Gomez. And I think that's all. I think that's all I have.
A bunch of photography stuff.
Oh, yeah. Claudia Gomez Photos, but with a Z.
Yeah. See, I know where your stuff's at. I'm just making sure everybody else does.
You know better than I do.
Look, I may or may not lightly social media stalk everybody before they come on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's no. It. I mean, same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stalk everybody, so yeah. No shame here.
Yeah, no. I don't do it in a creepy way, but because
you gotta get information.
I gotta find out about people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because I look like every guy who's the one that did it on an episode of Law & Order SVU.
So, like, if I went missing, like, people would think.
I mean, probably. The fact that you came over to my house, that would be like, well, she went over to that guy's house. He probably did it. I mean, seriously. But anyway.
So if I go missing, guys know where to find me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike's basement.
Mm-hmm. Look, yeah. Look, we talk about it on every episode. Welcome to my mother's basement, where I live and have a podcast studio with my lovely 1970s wood paneling on the walls.
Love
and my
it.
Two-prong power outlets.
I live for it.
Oh, man.
Mike talks funny. Oh, my God. Look, you have... wait, no one can
no one can see this. But I put up... I make a welcome sign for all my guests when they come on the show.
I'll post it to social media.
It's great.
So everyone knows. Like,
well, everybody feel welcome.
Wait, I have one last question before
Lord.
We wrap this up.
Oh, no.
So, like, what would you say, like... me and a friend of mine mm-hmm. have been thinking about starting a podcast.
Okay.
All right. So what would your advice be to us?
My advice to you guys would be, first of all, know what you want to talk about.
Yes.
Know exactly what it is you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Try to format your show. Like, yes, there are plenty of podcasts that are successful that's just two people shooting the shit for an hour.
Uh-huh.
But the most successful ones are the ones that have a format, that
yeah.
have a structure to it, because people subconsciously like knowing what they're going to get themselves into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going from there, then my advice would just be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So have an idea of how often you want to post an episode, what days you're going to post it, what times you're going to post it, and hold to that schedule.
Because
the more inconsistent you make it, and the harder you make it for people to know when your show is going to drop, the less they're going to pay attention to it.
Oh.
And the last thing I would say to you is just don't be afraid to take risks with it, and do your research.
Right.
Because there are thousands of platforms online you can use to host your podcast.
Yeah.
They all offer different things, and they mm-hmm. can get pricey. There are some free options. There's one that I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who they are on here because they're not sponsoring me.
And
they're
that's
not,
fine.
And they're not who I currently use.
That's
but,
fine.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, like everyone thinks, okay, I got to go get that $400 microphone. I have a $400 microphone because I'm a hobbyist.
Right.
And
like, this is your thing.
This is my thing. This is my, you know, working on cars. This is my Cuban cigar collection, whatever.
Or taking pictures of food on Instagram.
Exactly. Yes, Some people do that. I do it if I cook it, but that's about it. Because I'm a damn good cook. I make good ribs. But anyway, but like, you can make good sound quality with not a lot nowadays. You don't need this stuff to sound
right.
good.
Mm-hmm.
This
that was
just
my next
helps.
Question.
Yeah.
Like, with what. What do you suggest for, like, mics?
What I would recommend as far as, and again, it all comes down to, like, A, how serious you're going to be about it, and honestly, like, what your, like, realistically, what your setup can be. I'm lucky enough to have this kind of space.
Right.
That I can do more with it, and I also do a lot more than just podcasting with this setup. Like, I record
mm-hmm.
music and stuff, so this is kind of twofold. But if it's going to be like just the two of you sitting around a laptop at a dining room table,
uh-huh.
you could probably get decent enough microphones. I'd say your entire setup would probably cost you a whopping $300.
Wow.
Which $300 is a lot of money.
Right.
But that's also, unfortunately, it's kind of the nature of the business, because anything less than that and you're going to wind up sounding like shit, and then nobody will listen.
And people
yeah.
won't. I mean, I do listen to podcasts where it sounds like they recorded it from their phone.
And
it sucks, but I power through it.
There are ways you can do that. There are ways you can record through your phone and make it sound good. Too.
Yeah.
What I would recommend is, if you ever have need any advice, just come to me, because I do this crap all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's I'm the guy in town.
Yeah, so. Me and my friend, we've been talking about. Actually, you know my friend.
I'm
gonna say her name.
Okay.
I don't care if she doesn't. I don't care if she minds. Elise Coulter.
Oh, I love Elise.
Yeah. So we've been.
I miss having her on the weekends. Damn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he knows. He knows Elise.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about just starting our own podcast. You know, we have so much in common, but our age differences
mm-hmm.
are crazy. And you know, we do have like a lot of different takes on stuff
mm-hmm.
just because of our age difference. And we just work so well, and we can just like bounce off each other. And I feel like it would be right with her. I've been wanting to start a podcast since I gotten into them, but I don't know. I don't like the one, like just the one person thing always.
Yeah.
I don't know if like that works.
That's the thing I will say is like podcasts that only have one person on them are rarely any good. Because
mm-hmm.
unless you are just infinitely, I don't know why my dog is barking right now. Unless you are just infinitely funny on your own, having that other person there to, you know, bounce ideas off
right.
of or have the
exactly.
chemistry with. And I would listen to a show with you and Elise on it like every day.
We are
day.
So funny. Like, I was editing this video together of us together, and like the way we were just going back and forth with each other, it was hilarious. I was cracking up. I never laugh at my own stuff because I don't think I'm funny. I think she's funny, but like it was a good time, and I feel like we would be very good at it, but you know.
Well, if you guys ever need any help or advice with getting that set up.
Yeah, I told her. I was like, I'm going to be on Mike's podcast on Tuesday, so
yeah.
make sure you listen. I'm going to ask him, like, to give us advice.
Yeah.
So she's going to be listening to this because I'm going to make her. So hi, Elise.
Crap. People from work are going to listen to this show.
So hi,
oh,
Elise.
No.
Love you.
Take back all the terrible things I said about Greg. No, I
all
love
right.
Greg. I hate that I never get to eat any of his food.
Oh. yeah.
It makes me so sad.
He makes such good food. His stuff is so good.
Friday mornings are torture when I have to watch Cooking with Greg, Grilling with Greg, and I'm just like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just ate a burrito from Taco Bell, but why?
Exactly.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show,
Thank
Claudia.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, we got links to...
This was so much fun.
This was a lot of fun. We'll have to get you back again next season.
Yeah.
And especially when you and Elise get your thing going.
Oh my gosh, yes. Have both of us.
Yes.
Can you imagine how fun that would be?
I won't have to do anything.
I won't even have to talk. It'll be our show at that point.
It will be, pretty much. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait. All right, guys. We got links to Claudia's stuff down in the description of this episode.
Yes.
Make sure you go check it out. Follow her, subscribe, all that goodness. Believe it or not, when you like and subscribe to place on you, when you go on YouTube, when you click like, that actually means a lot.
It does.
I don't think you guys understand that.
It helps.
It helps us feel validated, and it makes YouTube think, hey.
It helps me get famous. It helps me get money. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys. It was so much fun. Next week's episode will be so much better.
I actually don't know about that yet. We'll
see.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm kidding.
It's always a good time.
I'm the number one. Just kidding.
All right, guys. We'll be back with more right after this. All right, guys, that is going to do it for our show this week. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this week's episode. We only got two more episodes left in the season, but remember, guys, tune into the season finale. That is going to be a live-streamed season finale on Tuesday, July 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with a very special guest, and on that show, we'll be announcing what's going on next season for this show and all that. Thank you guys again so much for all the years that you have supported Eventide Entertainment and everything that we've done as we go through this period of adjustment and transition. I just want you to know that we're doing everything we can to make it as smooth for the other podcast hosts as possible. And please continue to support them as they go about their podcasting careers independently. Please continue to support them in all that they do. We have some of the most talented podcasters in the world on our network. I am 100% convinced of that. And as the network itself comes to an end, I have no doubt in my mind they will continue to do great and amazing things. So make sure you guys are following along with The Drive-In with Aaron Lopez, The Life with Don Smith, Ohio is on Fire with Dan Diesel, and The Breakfast Lads with Ian and Jake and Brandon, as well as Offensive Foul with Ben Norsworthy. And make sure you guys are just, as always, living well, rocking on. Bye-bye.
Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.